The Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
Andrea's News, sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center.com. The Coach Q Show, sponsored by Hooters, the original wing joint. Coach Q will join us in just a second. Hawks have Calgary tonight, Dallas Thursday night, and then in Minnesota Saturday night. They're traveling as much as you are, Dave.
And more, actually. But then they're home for a good long stretch after the two games at home, then three on the road, including the game you're going to see out in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll come home for five games. So seven of the next 10 at home. And this is a critical stretch here as the schedule ticks down towards 20 games after this.
It's a must-win type situation.
It is.
Yep.
It is.
Let's go to Coach Q right now. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good morning.
Thanks for jumping on, as always. And it is a must-win type situation. All you can do is coach them and put them on the ice.
Well, we're in a tough spot here, and it's almost like we got to have must-win mentality almost every single night here,
right.
And we got to win some home games. That's we've put ourselves in a tough stretch with our last home stand here, and the last game with Calgary would have been nice to get two against a team we're battling for and positioning as well, and so that makes even more magnifying the importance of today's game.
Is there anything with seasoned vets that fires you up after losing just a couple of days before to go, now these guys are coming in, we're going to pay them back for Saturday?
I think that both games we had against them were very competitive games. Both tough endings, knowing that getting a point and not getting a chance at the other one, at the extra one, those hurt. And I think that I think we got to move on. That this is a chance to play well on home ice against a team that we know very well here. And I think there's motivation across the board here. We got to have more consistency in our game across the board. We got a new line tonight that has a potential to do some damage offensively and be productive defensively as well. So it's I like the line, the four lines that we got going tonight, and we're going to need a nice solid D and strong goaltending again.
What's the new line? What's the mix-up?
We've got Hartsey in the middle with Sauter and Sharpie.
Oh, I like that. I like that.
Yeah, it's got interesting makeup there. There's a little bit of everything. I think there's a lot of offense there and guys that can make plays and handle the puck.
We'll get Dave Ennett in here, but is there any Corey Crawford news?
Crow skated 3 days in a row. Is going on the ice here shortly on his own there with Jimmy. And, I think we'll get a better indication when he gets in practicing with the whole team. And I don't think it'll be too far when we get him in that setting.
Good. Need him. All right, Dave.
Yeah, but what kind of response do you expect from Saad, who's obviously not pleased with the way the season's gone for him?
Well, I think every player has stretches where you're playing well. Some stretches, the puck's not as friendly as you would like, or you're fighting it a little bit. You still think you got to play the strong team game and make a commitment or a contribution to what's going to be constructive to your line mates or the team game. And Sauter does a nice job killing penalties, but I think that one of his strengths is what he adds to our team with his speed and his offensive contribution. And I think that's what we're looking for, and I think that he is playing his best when he has the puck and he's coming down on the wing, he's cutting in, and he's around the net and has more of the puck, and I think that's our puck possession game gets enhanced with him having it more, and I think that's an area where a team can be better at as well.
Joel, do you see anything different in the way your players are going about their business facing this must-win scenario that they're not really accustomed to? Do you see anything in their body language or just the way they go about their business day to day?
It's an everyday grind. The season is always like that. When we're sitting in positions where we're we like where we're at the top of the division or top of the conference, where we're, you know, we got a lot of confidence in our game. You know, we're looking forward to the game. You know, you're what to expect from one another, game in, game out. A little bit of unpredictability in our team game has been probably there all year long, and it's probably us with the puck that's probably been the part that we have to be better at. And so I think that hasn't changed much, and I just think that that's kind of our focus going into most games. The structure defensively is pretty comparable. Individually, I think everybody wants to win. Everybody wants us to be ahead of where we're at right now.
Sure.
The thing that's important is we got to be better at home, and I think that's you know, look at teams' records. You know, there's a, you know, I think everybody would take our road record and think that if we're better at home, we'd be we probably wouldn't be anywhere near the spot we're in.
Yeah, it's funny too, because that's what's so weird about this year. It's just you know, as Blackhawk fans are go, well, this isn't the Hawks. We haven't been in this position before. But man, imagine how good you're going to feel if the team gets on a run here, makes the playoffs, and goes on a run there. It can happen, kids. You got to have faith. Am I right, Coach?
Absolutely. You got to believe that we can do it. And then I know that everybody has their run over the course of the season, and there's no better time than today. It can happen. We feel that we got a really busy stretch starting tonight, and we got a lot of games against really good teams, and very important games as well. None bigger than the next three we play. So it's a, you know, that's where it's got to start. And, you know, we'll get two at home here to begin it. And let's get something going here.
You know, before I let you go, I run into a lot of nice people, as I know you do as well. And everybody's got a theory on what's going on with the Blackhawks. But the one thing I hear more often than not is, man, we miss Hossa. Miss Hossa, miss Hossa. Is there one thing that Marian Hossa brought that you're really missing this year?
Well, one thing about Hoss, you got an appreciation for him playing the perfect game. Plays the system to a T, both sides of the puck. Has the puck a lot. Protects it, keeps it, puts it in good areas. And I think that's, you know, I think without the puck defensively in his own zone or killing penalties, you get a nice contribution. And offensively, you know, you get that consistency of him being around the net and making plays and having the puck. And so it seems like your control shifts a lot with Hoss. You know, that's what it is. And, you know, certainly, you know, those are, you know, there's always guys you miss in the past,
Sure.
And he's definitely a key guy in what he's brought the organization for a number of years. And, but that consistency and predictability, game in, game out, you know what you get from Hoss. And I think that's been a little bit missing from our team game.
Yeah, it's tough minutes to fill. He was a special player. Super Bowl, did you watch it?
What a game.
Well, crazy, right?
It was a spectacular game.
Yeah. And the Eagles get one. They've never had one before. Who was your first Stanley Cup with?
Colorado.
Do you remember what that felt like?
It was spectacular. It's good as it gets. 1996. Seems like a couple years ago.
Yeah, but yeah. You know what I'm saying, or where I'm going here. For the Eagles and Eagles fans to finally get one, it's really special, but it's super special for those guys playing, because...
Oh, it's a great feeling. It's a great great accomplishment. Town goes crazy, and you know, a lot of years where they've had some good teams and they didn't get the job done, and they had some tough years recently, and then you know, especially maybe not on the radar at the beginning of the year, and end up winning. That certainly it's great for Eagles fans, and you know, there's a lot of them.
Dave, last word.
Well, it, as you look down the road here, and obviously we've I guess hammered home the point about how important these games are. When you're playing teams that are the teams you're battling for that playoff spot, like Calgary tonight, Minnesota coming up this weekend. I know you're only focused on the Flames right now. Do those games take on any greater importance, or at this point it's just every game is really the same because you just need points any way you can get them?
Well, we need them any way we can get them, but certainly the meaning of getting the 2 points against a team that's battling for you, it makes it even more important. And that's why Saturday's game was a tough one. You know, that 3-point swing was huge. And but that's, you know, now we got to find out how important these 4-point swing can be for us, and take care of what we can take care of. And I think that with Dallas next and Minnesota as well. So it's a, there's some definitely some important games, but you know, we need wins, and then you can watch the other games as well. But we got to control the games we have in our own control, and that's like tonight, none bigger.
The Olympics start this week. I don't know how much Olympic hockey you're going to be able to watch. It's going to be different this year because the pros aren't on the ice necessarily. But is there anybody that you're aware of from Windsor that's jumping out that we ought to watch on that Canadian team?
Windsor.
Isn't that where you were born, or am I making that up? I thought you were born in Windsor.
Oh, I am. I'm thinking of Windsor guys on the Canadian team. That's what I was thinking about.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be fun hockey. It's going to be competitive as heck. These guys got a lot to prove. They're going to be proud as heck to a chance to represent their countries and to win gold. And it's wide open. It'll everybody be watching. Everybody be tuned in. The timing of it might be interesting. But I'm sure it's going to make the unpredictability about it is going to be huge. And I think it's going to be real close. Could be some surprises. It'll be fun to watch.
Tonight at the Madhouse. Thursday night at the Madhouse and a bunch of home games to come. Hey, fans, let's make this place louder than it's ever been. Because the boys love noise when they're home.
Tough to do because it's been pretty loud.
Yeah, yeah. Let's really crank it up. Thank you, Coach.
All right, guys. Thanks.
That's Coach Joel Quenneville.